Okay, welcome back everyone. And looks like we're still doing the phone. So what we're doing right now is we are pumping. And we are pumping for the alien clearing. And actually we might just go into clearing technology. I actually think it was a glitch on the production team's part. Maybe the computer wasn't working as well as it could. So I will take you through. I'm going to go back up to this slide, which you have already. We'll do the... Hang on one sec. I'm just looking at what we're looking at here. And I'll... Clearing technology. So the first thing to do would be to ground your technology. So your cell phone, your computer, your iPad, whatever it is that you're looking at or you're using, go ahead and ground that with a line of energy, just like we did a body, but now you're going to ground the technology. So grounding the technology. And, okay, here we go. And then from grounding the technology, I guess Bill is seeing it, so I can share the screen with you, Bill. And then as you guys are getting on, hopefully, you're going to see this. Okay, so we're grounding the technology, setting a little whirlwind at the bottom of the grounding cord. And we're just going to clear all of the technology. I'm actually just sending grounding cord down from everything, all of my technology. I'm going to ground the producer's technology. I'm just going to clear off any alien energy, any, and let's see, aliens, demons, transmortals, entities. There aren't any transmortals. There's aliens, there's demons, and there's entities. And then, okay. So we'll clear aliens, demons, and entities from the technology. And we can do a lasso technique of that looping, grounding down to the center of the earth and then hooking up to the Supreme Being. And then you can do the chopping hand movement. We're doing that chopping hand movement. We're clearing the technology to zero. We're probably going to do this for about 4 minutes. And let's see if that makes a difference. Oh my goodness, somebody's getting on. Crystal's on, Jyoti's on. Oh, fantastic. Okay, great. So let's see how many we've got. We've got 5 viewers. Okay, you guys, perseverance, it's working. Keep pumping. We're clearing the technology. Oh, good. Karen's on. Yay. Okay. It's definitely working. This clearing technology technique. Alleluia. Chop, chop. Okay. Everybody's getting in now. Oh, good. We got 8. Hopefully we'll have 19 or 20 really quickly. We're about 80% clear on the technology. Alex, welcome back. I'm so happy. Paula, yay. Elise, yay. Elise got on. I'm chanting and playing the Ganesha mantra. Fantastic. Yeah, we're about 80% clear on the technology, so I think it's good. It's really good. Sherry. Sharon, yay. Heather, okay, it's happening. Oh, good. We're up to 13. Oh, this is a relief. Okay, we're about 97% clear. And we're just clearing the technology, so we're just continuing to clear the technology. We're about 98% clear. Vanya, yay, Vanya's here. Do you see me, Jyoti? You know, I don't know what happened. It just, like, it, the whole system rebooted. Can you see me? You can't see me. I was here for a second. Roxanne. Okay. I'm going to turn the camera off, and sometimes refreshing the camera works. Do you see me? Same message as earlier. Okay, well, I hope that you guys all have your phones going here. Looks like we may do a partial can't see you, system went blank. Sit tight, lost you. Well, let's use the chat and phone. Do you see me? Very good. Well, I'm glad that you guys are on the phone. I am wondering, 60 seconds, interesting. I don't have a clue. You know what? We got to 98%, and it seemed like the whole system just restarted. So maybe we cleared something that was holding on to the system. That's my one explanation, is maybe that's what happened. Yeah. Good. I'm glad. I'm glad you got me. We've got the chat box. We've got the video. You're hearing me. Hip, hip, hooray. It says zero viewers, but oh, there's 17 of you now. So, okay, I feel like the class is here. All right, well, I think we've got to zero on the technology. We have, so good to see you. Thank you. Okay, so technology clear. Let's continue on with the clearings on aliens. And technology is at zero. So I tested technology across the board at zero aliens and zero interference. So let's see if we have a peaceful, easy day now. Good to see you too, all of you. Although I can't see you. But I can see the chat going, and I know you're here. I can feel your hearts. Okay, so we're pumping for the last of the aliens, probably have another hour or so on the alien stuff, and how wonderful we got the technology training in. We can potentially get some training in on how to clear a room too today, this morning, and then save the afternoon for the karma clearing process. We'll see about the seven stages of love. But I think we can get everything that we need to get in, everything that's important we'll get in today. So it's good. Just a little bit of rearranging and all going to work. Alex, yeah. That was fun. Hey, Bess, if you're a little bit mixed up when we send you the links, I apologize. My tech girl thought it would be a really great idea to just send you everything at once. So what you get are the links from the old links, so that you can get right in. You get the links for the PowerPoints, and you get the new link. So the new link is the first link, obviously. The new link for today's class or tomorrow's class would be the top link. And then it'll say day two, day three, day one, whatever. You'll have the other days. And she just felt like it would be simplifying things. And we typically, in these kind of classes, we get requests, can you resend the link for class one or whatever. And so she thought rather than, anyway, it was her idea. And I understand that it was confusing for a few of you. So just the top link, the first link, is the link for the day. And then the phone is choppy now. What a bummer. That might clear up. Let's see. Is there any aliens, demons, evil spirits, entities? There's some entities on the phone. 30. Okay, 30 entities on the phone line. So we'll clear them. Exactly, Crystal. Yes, the phone is probably pretty direct, but the time lag on the webinar jam is about, I think, about 30 seconds. So, oh, good, Alex. I'm glad you do. Okay. It's just we were trying to simplify it and it seemed to get more complicated for a few people. Oh, good. Okay, Crystal gets it too. Can you let me know if the phone line is better? I've cleared the entities from the phone line, and I don't see any aliens in there. Good. So if you're hearing a little better on the phone, let me know. Oh, Mary's in. Fantastic. Okay, so the phone isn't better for Jyoti. Jyoti, why don't you just hang up and call in again? That's if you want to be on the phone line. Just I'm getting it from your end. Why don't you hang up and call back in? My phone is good, Crystal. Okay, yeah. I think it might be yours because I'm just testing, and I think if you just dial in on a new line, you'll be good. This is like the Survivor show. We're all going to survive this. We're going to make sure we pull everybody through instead of throwing people out. Let's see what we got now. Okay, good. 19 viewers. I'm happy. We're back. Good. Okay, good. You know, we can do the Triumphicum mantra. That's always nice. Why don't we do that while we're kind of reestablishing and grounding the class? Om Triambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivartanam Urva Rukamivat Bandhanat Mrchor Mukshiyam Amritatu Om Triambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivartanam Urvar Rukamivat Bandhanat Mrchor Mukshiyam Amritatu Om Triambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam Urvar Rukamivat Bandhanat Mrchor Mushiyamamritatu Om Prayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam Urvar Rukamivadbandhanat Marjor Mushiyamamritatu Om Prayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam Urvar Rukamivadbandhanat Mrityor Mukshiyamamritatu Om Prayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam Urvar Rukamivadbandhanat Mrityor Mukshiyamamritatu Om Prayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam Urvar Rukamivadbandhanat Mrityor Mukshiyamamritatu Om Prayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam Urvar Rukamivadbandhanat Mrityor Mukshiyamamritatu Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam Urvar Rukamivadbandhanat Mrityor Mukshiyamamritatu Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam Urvar Rukamivadbandhanat Mrityor Mukshiyamamritatu Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya. Yay, yes. That meditation was super duper good for me too. So I hope that you guys really enjoyed it. I know we had a little breakthrough sound from the producer at one point, and I apologize for that, but I think we had a really, really powerful meditation, and that was a great way to start the day. I would have done a shorter meditation, but with the tech glitch, I thought, let's just do a really deep clear out. So Heather says the meditation was powerful. Thank you, Julie Renee. Felt Mother Earth taking the old stuff and connecting with the chakras, felt so good. Yay. Oh, good. And Jyoti's getting me clearly. And Alex, such a good training on how to handle these parasites. Oh, fantastic. I'm glad you guys agree. Yeah. Okay, good. I think that was the messages I needed to see. And Bill said phone line's been no problem. Perfect. So all kinds of tech comments. Okay, let's test and see how far we are with the spiritual parasite, the alien clearing. 87% clear. So we'll just keep going. And let's just review what we're clearing so you guys have it fresh in your mind again. And that is going to go into the technology clearing, but we're going to, let's go to, there we are. This is what we're clearing, and we've cleared 85% of this. So disruptive aliens and all aliens in your essence, field, and body, mechanisms, embedding, seeds, implants, course contracts, agreements, and energy in our bodies. Spiders, snakes, and scuttlers. Oh, good, Elizabeth. Glad you liked the meditation. I really enjoyed this meditation. I was in an altered state while I was taking you through it. It was beautiful. Eight hours straight for the first time in years, Vanya. Wow, that's incredible. That's amazing. Meditation this morning was ever so fabulous. Thank you, Sharon. Your lags less and wonderful meditation. Wonderful, Crystal. Yay. Okay, we're going to turn that off again. I bet that the sound in your head has gotten quieter, and I'll bet your body has gotten quieter. If you're noticing that there's less going on, that would be a normal response to all this clearing, is deep and restful sleep. Oh, good. You're welcome, Vanya. You're welcome. And so by the completion, you're going to be pretty sparkly. And in this middle part, a lot of people are energized and sleep deeply, but some people are still going through, you know, ups and downs. And if you were very ill coming into this class, this isn't actually meant for people who are really ill, but sometimes we have people join us who have illnesses, so I get that. You know, this will be kind of an up and down class for you because it's pretty fast-paced when you think about 7 hours of clearing, because even when you're having a break, the clearing continues. You're in this amplified quantum field. And that's a pretty fast shift for people who have been really struggling with illness. So you may, you know, the best thing to do is lots of water and lots of rest when you're not in class. And you can even lay down and just listen to the phone and, you know, or even unplug a little bit from the group. So if you have really serious health issues, this wasn't meant to be the class for you, but if you were directed in, then it is definitely your class. And you may need to rest for a week or two after the class. So happy everyone has found their way here, and I know each of you felt divinely guided to getting into the class. So really, really happy you're here. And, you know, just understand that the part about coming in with illness means that you're going to need a lot more rest. Okay. My night was quieter indeed. Felt very energized this morning, up early, and got a lot done before the class. That was Jyoti. Fantastic. I feel calm, light. My body is much more fluid, clear. Thank you. And that's Alex. Fantastic. And yes, no conversations in my head. Thank you, Elizabeth. And we're pumping now for aliens. That's right, Paula. And Paula, if you missed it, I just had it back up. We're 85% clear. Did you miss it? You might have missed it. I'll put it back up again. So that was why I put it up on the screen so you would know. So we're 85% clear. When we started this morning, we were 75% clear. Now we're 85% clear. And we're just finishing up this whole list of stuff. And so we've got about 15% more to go. You're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome. Oh, by the way, if you haven't been in the 100% You class, that's the pre-apprentice class, so if you never got into that, that starts next Tuesday morning. Very modest fee. It's $97, and it's three trainings, and you're learning about the human blueprint in that class. That's what we really cover in that class, and we go through kind of more of the details of the blueprint. It's a really fun class, $97 to jump into that three-part class. And you're also getting the 100% You formula book and the Home City program that goes with that. So So it's a great deal. If you haven't done that, that would be like a precursor to coming in here. But I realize some of you came in and had never done that class, so you might like to pick that up too. So that's next Tuesday, Thursday, and then the following Tuesday, I think. You know, those flowers are incredible. They're loving this energy. Those flowers have been here for like 12 days already, the roses. And they look almost like they did when I brought them home. They like it here. It's pretty magical. ¿88% clear? Well, while we're clearing aliens, I feel like this would be a good time to do some teaching. Let me think on what subject. I know we did on receiving yesterday, which was really fun, like just some little topics that I can teach you about. It's almost like you guys have been getting singing lessons. I got singing in my head, like I've been teaching you singing. That's funny. Oh, and there's some comments here. Let's see. Elise, I had a major breakthrough yesterday. I was feeling a little unsettled yesterday evening, but I sat still and meditated on good things and watched the pain and state of dis-ease fall away like scales. It was such a sweet time of discovery for me. I love that, Elise. That's fantastic. And Vanya, I have the book. Is different from the course. I have the book. It different from the course. I think that might be a question. It is different from the course. The course, we're really step by step, we're exploring the PEMER, perception, essence, matter, energy, and realm. So we're really taking time to take them apart and talk about what's involved with the human blueprint. And we do spend some time, because there's exercises in the book on perception. So we talk about perception in that class some too. But the book itself is a part of the course, and then at the audio book, you get the audio and ebook, and then you get 7 videos and 11 action sheets, and there's a bunch of stuff that comes with the class that enhances the book so that you go deeper in your understanding. Okay. And Elizabeth loves the singing. I know. I know there are 3 or 4 of you that really love it, but I tested that everybody was enjoying the singing this morning. I wanted to make sure that we weren't like somebody who doesn't like singing on the call, and I didn't get anybody that doesn't like singing on the call. Let's sing a little bit then. And it feels like we're doing such a deep clearing that maybe teaching while we're clearing is information overload. So let's sing. Like they don't match. We'll start with Soft the Night since it's up. That might have been one of the last ones we sung yesterday. And that is, Soft the Night is actually, I think it's called A Call to Lighten is the title of the piece. Soft the night and sweet the spirit. Soft the night and sweet the spirit. Gentle voices call our song. Gentle voices call our song. We are magic. We are wonder. We are magic. We are wonder when we live beyond the veil, when we live beyond the veil. Humankind, please raise your thoughts. Humankind, please raise your thoughts. Bring a plane of peace and love. Bring a plane of peace and love. We the guardians of the pilgrims. We the guardians of the pilgrims. We the authors of the play. We the authors of the play. Oh, fantastic. You know, I get that, and I'm hoping, because my voice has been cracked. I haven't been singing for, like, no warming up or tune-ups for a long time. So I'm hoping that my own cracks and wobbles will make all of you confident, because singing is so healing. Singing is, the connection of your spirit self with your physical self. It's like the expansion of love and the heart. And the spirit is incredibly joyful with that. It's like the singing harp and violin have been said by the yogis to be, the closest to the voice of God that we have. So singing is amazing. Okay. Let's do In the Stillness. That's an easy chant. In the stillness, in the quiet, in the open heart, there I am. Do you remember it? I bet you do. I am essence, I am breath, I am light of God, I am, I am. In the essence, in the stillness, in the quiet, in the open heart, there I am essence. I am breath, I am light of God, I am in the stillness, in the quiet, in the open heart, there I am. I am essence, I am breath, I am light of God, I am, I am, I am. Karen says, I feel like I'm cleansing a lot. So I know there's a lot going on, but I don't yet feel like I have all the details to be able to do it by myself or for someone else. Before the end of the week, can you review the steps that we take for the process? Well, this is the introduction class, and you'll have all the videos to review. But this is your precursor to going into a year-long class. So this class isn't meant to teach you to be a practitioner. This is meant to introduce you to all the different kind of different healings or activations that we do. So each day has a special theme. And so we probably won't be going through reviewing because you'll have the videos to review and you have the PowerPoint. So you'll have the step-by-steps on the PowerPoint. But I'd love for you to come into the year-long training. This training is a certification for those of you who are attending all of the sessions. You'll get a certification as an ambassador, which means that you can speak it, you can share with people, you can perhaps, if you're already a practitioner, you might be able to use some of these techniques. It doesn't certify you as an health activator, quantum health activator. That's the year-long program. But I get your heart is right there with me, and I so appreciate it. You want to get this in the world, and you want to really embody it yourself. And Karen, that is also why people like Heather and Elise and Bill, you may find yourself wanting to review the class once live too. So you did definitely go deeper when you do the class a second time. And you'll all have all of the videos, so you'll be able to review, whenever you want. The live class is really great because as you're asking questions and interacting, your comprehension is like you're making this your own. This is your own modality. This is you. This is part of you. So the chatting and the conversations. And each class is different. Like I said, in this class, we added a bunch of new activations for the spiritual parasite clearing. So each class has its own special flavor, and we bring in new things every class. ¿92% clear? We're doing it. She comes to me. Let's do that one. She comes to me in early morning. She comes to me in early morning when all is quiet, when all is quiet, when all is quiet, when all is quiet, before the birds have awakened, before the birds have awakened to sing their sweet song, to sing their sweet song, to sing their sweet song, to sing their sweet song. There she is, my holy mother. There she is, my holy mother, giving me comfort, giving me sweet rest, giving me comfort, giving me sweet rest. I long to be with her. Blah, blah. I have lost the melody there. Sorry, guys. 97% clear. Yay! Let's do Goodness and Mercy. That one's easy, easy melody. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Kyrie eleison, Christe, Christe, Kyrie, Kyrie eleison, Christe eleison, 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 Kyrie eleison, Christe eleison. Okay. Many of you are 100% clear. Got four of you that still have a few alien things, so let's look at what's left. Disruptive aliens are all aliens in essence, field, and body. So in essence, one, two aliens in essence and body, four aliens in someone's body, different bodies, mechanisms, one mechanism, embedding, four seeds, two implants, three quartz contracts, agreements, and energy, for spiders, snakes, and scuttlers. And I get that what we'll be doing is working with you to let go of those agreements. For the person who has the agreements with the alien, it's probably, you know, agreements that you made when you weren't in a human body or in a body on this planet. So we'll clear that. Oh, so happy. Is that Aaron? Elrini, maybe. Elrini? Beautiful. Yay. An evaluation, Elizabeth. That's an interesting idea. Yeah, let me think about that. I'll give it some consideration because I do have to actually have to kind of, all of you will graduate, so there's no problem with that. All of you will get a diploma, but some of you want the certification, and I need to kind of just check that you at least, attended and got some of the really good shifts that we were working on with every single of the classes. So let me think about that. Let me give that some consideration. Oh, Elise, that is such good news. I am thrilled to hear that. I am very thrilled to hear that. That is great news. So we'll probably go another few minutes. We should be able to finish this section before we take our break. It's the hour now, so normally we take our 20-minute break now, but we're going to just stay with it until we get everybody to zero on this. We'll come back and we'll do a training on clearing houses and rooms and beds and wallets and all that stuff. So we'll do a nice training on how to set a better space. You've got on this PowerPoint that we sent you out yesterday, you've got what the color meaning of colors are and things like that, but we'll be going through those details in the next segment. Alex, fantastic. And Sharon, and this wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Yeah, had you guys noticed? Are you dreaming differently? I had some interesting early morning dreams. I woke up and then I thought, oh, I need a little bit more rest. I want to be really good and energized for you. Get up really early. I went back to sleep and I had some fascinating dreams. And I saw, like, emotions resolving, a situation with, a family member. I just saw it come into a new reality a new form. And actually, I also saw new colors in the office, like pinks and a white chair instead of a black chair and a beautiful white desk. And I saw new bookcases. It's interesting because I've been using, you know, my existing furniture from my last house. So I had a dream about this going into kind of pinks and purples, this room. It's really pretty. The walls stayed the same, but the, like, curtains and the colors of the desk and things in the chair changed. You're welcome, Elizabeth. Yay. Okay, I'm just going to go through again. Any disruptive aliens in anyone's essence? One, two people have disruptive aliens in your essence, so I'm going to clear them right now. Everybody keep pumping. Hold the space for this because these are gnarly buggers you don't want to let go. So we're going to, like, pummel them until they're gone. And there are three people's bodies that have one alien that doesn't want to let go. So two people in one alien, their essence, and three people, one in their body. Oh, wonderful, Jyoti. That's so wonderful. You know, this is the first time that I've really experienced a class this way. I think teaching like over a 12-hour period, I can't make the shifts with you guys. But in this class where it's 7 hours, I'm actually able to, like, do my routines and my meditations and really rest deeply, and I'm at my own home. So I feel like things are changing so rapidly for me, too. It's really a wonderful page-turner experience. Well, each one has wonderful qualities in it. I love the last Diamond class that was live. Heather and Elise were there, and there were so many wonderful people there. Really, it was wonderful. And you guys are just amazing. I just love you to pieces. You're all superstars. Okay, zero in essence, zero, any in body, zero in body. Any mechanisms embedding? Something, one, two people have embedding. Okay, so we're clearing embedding, we're getting rid of that. That's good, Alex. Really great. Yep. We got real life superheroes on the call. So true. Okay, embedding is gone. Any seeds in anybody? Implants, cords, contracts, agreements, energy, any of that? Any spiders, any snakes, any scuttlers? Okay, guys, we have mission accomplished. So we're going to take a 20-minute break, our morning break now. We've got to zero. You know all the techniques. You know how to clear everything. When we start our next session at 10:30, I will go through the hand movements again for you on the removing the different things from your body. So you'll have those hand movements like solid in your head. Which one are we doing for this? And then we'll go on to the whole how to clear the house, how to clear a room, how to clear your wallet, all of that stuff. So that'll be our next section. So we have our 20-minute break now. I'd like you to get up and stretch and walk around and, you know, enjoy yourself, move around, get away from the computer for a few minutes, and then we'll be back. And I'm going to put this nice little picture up again, and we'll see you in 20 minutes.